I am Dr. Laura McDonnell, and I'm a chiropractor at the Harborfront Rehab and Sports Injury Clinic. And we have two sections to our clinic. We have a medical side and a rehab side. So I'm the rehab director for the sports injury clinic, and it consists of chiropractic, physiotherapy, and massage therapy. General perception about chiropractic is that it's mainly for back pain. So a lot of people, when they think of chiropractors, they think of spinal related issues such as low back pain, neck pain, headaches, and conditions such as these. And as far as massage therapy goes, some people go just for relaxation, some people are stressed, but the industry is mainly pain focused. Some people will go to chiropractors or other health professionals just to maintain their wellness and try to increase their health, even though they may not be in pain to begin with. But in general, I think the general perception is that chiropractic is for back pain. There's three things that are proven to work for back pain: education, exercise, and manipulation, otherwise known as adjustments. So this is definitely true, that as far as having low back pain, neck pain, and headaches, chiropractic treatment is one of the best known treatments. However, chiropractors also work on many other issues: shoulders, knees, any type of injury or health related issue a chiropractor may be able to help you with, even including lifestyle changes, diet. A chiropractic is very holistic, so chiropractor will ask you a question about not only about the pain that you're experiencing, but about a lot of different things in your life: your family history, what sports you play, what kind of trauma you may have had as a child, things like this, what kind of medications you're on, what type of other therapies you're doing, just to get a general picture of the entire person. So it's not just for back pain and neck pain, it's also for many types of injuries, sports injuries, maintenance, just bettering your lifestyle, bettering your health in general. Chiropractic to me is a natural form of healing the body, and it's a very direct source. I'd much rather see someone having the source of their pain treated as opposed to taking painkillers or other medication to mask the symptoms that they're having. Whereas chiropractic to me is a very natural, it's hands-on, it's holistic, and it's a very good conservative type treatment to try if you have musculoskeletal conditions. Chiropractors are very different across the board, and as far as Canadian training goes, all chiropractors used to learn a technique called diversified. A lot of chiropractors will do a specific type of adjustment, but there are many different techniques out there. There's different theories, there's different ways of analyzing the spine, and there's different ways of adjusting the spine, different plans of management, different exercise programs. All chiropractors will have the same basic training, but there's definitely specialties that you can go into or ways that you might find better work for some people than others. What interested me in chiropractic was the fact that it's a healthcare profession, which I was interested in, and it's also very physical and hands-on job. I like working with my hands, I love working with people, and I love being able to help people in a natural way without having them have to take drugs. A girlfriend of mine was seeing a chiropractor at the time, and she said that this chiropractor had helped her a lot, and I decided to get treated by a chiropractor myself, and I found that it was very beneficial to my overall health. The training to become a chiropractor is quite extensive. In Canada, you require 3 years worth of university credits before you can apply to the college. After you get accepted to the college, which consists of many essays, an interview, and your GPA from your university credits, after you get accepted into that, it's another 4.5 years worth of schooling. And the last year you do an internship, so you're practicing chiropractic under someone else's supervision, under clinician supervision. It's quite extensive, the training, and the skills that you learn are extensive as well. You learn to diagnose, you learn to treat, you learn to manage people, you learn all the skills that are involved with adjusting, as well as you learn to use modalities such as ultrasound, acupuncture, laser. One of the biggest challenges that I've found so far as a new chiropractor is getting started. In some cities, chiropractic is more competitive in other places, so there's a lot of competition out there. So in order to get yourself going, it takes a while to build up a practice. So that's been a challenge. It's also a challenge with some people to help them understand what chiropractic is about, because there are some beliefs out there in the general population that chiropractic can be dangerous, especially when they consider adjusting the neck. And that is unfortunately a big misconception. As far as back pain, neck pain, and headaches go, chiropractic is one of the safest treatments that one could do. There are some risks involved, as there are with any other therapies, but these risks are always explained to the patient. So sometimes that's a challenge, educating patients on exactly what chiropractic is and how it can help. The odds of having an injury from a neck manipulation or adjustment would be 1 in 2 to 4 million people. What I try to explain to people is that you have a greater chance of damaging your neck by running across the street or whipping your head around quickly, because what we do as chiropractors is a very specific, highly controlled, and highly skilled maneuver. It's very specific, so it's very safe, and there are tests that we do as well to make sure that you're a proper candidate for neck adjustments. I think that the chiropractic care is fantastic, and I've seen it help many, many people. I've seen it help people that they've tried all sorts of other therapies and they didn't really know where to turn to. And sometimes if your problem is chiropractic and that's what you need, is for the joint to be treated or for the muscle, the nerves, whatever your condition may be, I highly encourage people to at least consult with a chiropractor or to give it a try, because I think it's a highly effective treatment. It's definitely made me a fitter, stronger, and healthier person, definitely. I receive chiropractic treatment myself, and I've had a history of back pain since I was very young, kind of something genetic that was passed on to me by my father. And since I've been treated by chiropractors, I've experienced a great increase in my health, and my back feels much better now. I'm better able to do a lot of things in my life. Also, being a chiropractor is very rewarding, and working with people is always amazing. And I like the fact that it is very physical, and I'm using my body a lot. I'm using my diagnostic skills a lot, always thinking. It always keeps me on the ball. It's a very exciting and rewarding career.